All right, Matt, top 10 tonight. But you picked up a heat race. Where did things go wrong?
We're struggling right now with the nose issue. We built a new nose, and just too much downforce, and it made the car turn too quick. And we took it off and couldn't really run the outside without it. Just was plowing the front end. So we'll come back with something next week and make it better.
They said in the first lap there was contact with you and Jason, but also at the same time they said there was contact with the car that was in back of you as well.
Yeah, Jason got loose by himself, I think, and I just had nowhere to go. I think the 50 got into the back of me and kind of put me into Jason. I mean, it was a racing deal. I did nothing on purpose. He knows that. And it was an unfortunate accident, but things happen.
And then the feature from there, what did go right for you tonight?
Not really too much. If you look at the car right there, both bumpers are kind of mangled. And I don't know. We avoided some wrecks, and we'll bring it back in a couple weeks and hopefully have a better handicap starting spot.
Would you like to be Mr. SBS?
Absolutely. Any way I can get a first win, if it's the SBS, I'll take it.
Any idea what the handicap might be at this point?
I really don't. It's hard to say. It's tough to see how they figure it out from week to week, but hopefully we'll start up front.
All right. Who would you like to thank for your top 10?
I got to thank my brother. He works his butt off in this car all week, and I can't thank him enough. And Denise Merrill, Dan Denny, they put me in this car, and can't thank them enough, too. And all my sponsors, Seas Beverage Center, Mays Mini Mart, Fitzgibbons Insurance, Labatt Blue Light, Sonabella, all those guys. Can't thank them enough.